Welcome back. This is Nighttime Live on the Mighty 790 KFGO. I'm Bob Harris, and coming up this Friday night, we've got a big show coming up over at the Listening Room. A pair of gentlemen doing some great music, Shane Alexander, and the gentleman on the phone with us right now, his name is Aaron English, and Aaron is out of the Washington area, the Seattle area, and he's plays some great piano, does a lot of great music, and he is going to be here this Friday night, and he joins us right now here on KFGO. Aaron, it's a pleasure to talk to you, sir. Nice meeting you.
Thanks for having me, Bob.
Seattle, that's right, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, how did it all start out for you? How did you start to, on the ivories, as they say?
All three of us, my brothers and I, just were shuffled into piano lessons when we were little. And if you start little enough, you don't really think about it. You do what mom and dad say you should. And I must have been a good boy because it never occurred to me to stop. Kept taking lessons dutifully until it occurred to me at some point that that I could find my way around it enough to write songs.
Well, you are described by many as a great songwriter. How is your process of you writing songs? How do they come up to you?
I tend to create some chaos and then put it into order. So I think when it comes to people talking about art, a lot of times the word inspiration comes up. The process of generating ideas and then the process of crafting it seem to be two different stages that are talked about a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And I find ways to generate chaos, generate ideas any way I can, and then use the craft to piece them into a particular order. And that's something I've taught as a professor out here in the Seattle area of songwriting, is find a way that you can generate ideas and then practice your skills just like you would practice flipping flapjacks or running laps so that you know what to do with all of those bits of inspiration once you've got them lined up.
I was going to say, I've talked to a couple of different musicians, and some do write things down, notes down. Some say, no, I don't do music. You write all these down and then go back to them?
Exactly, yes. And there's a... I've noticed that most of the songwriters I've worked with have notebooks or something like a notebook, which is just full of ideas that you draw from, just like you'd pull a piece of paper out of a hat in a raffle. Whatever comes up next out of the bag becomes the next song.
When you first hit the music scene, as far as, you know, really doing the concert work, you get paid for it, let's put it that way. When was it? Do you remember?
I started touring 10 years ago. I focused on the Aaron English Band for many, many years, which has been a five-piece, it's been a seven-piece, and we've toured and recorded a lot. Touring solo is actually fairly new for me, but I've been touring with the band, these same guys, for 10 years now.
Mm-hmm. So it will be solo for you coming up this Friday night?
Yes, and I play piano, but I've added a lot of one-man band sort of toys to augment the sound, probably because I'm used to playing with a band. I bring odds and ends from around the world, from Guatemala and India and from Ghana, just to flesh out the sound while I'm playing.
Wow, that sounds interesting. That'll be Friday night over at the Listening Room in downtown Fargo. I did read that, you know, you were talking about traveling with a band, that you guys had a big problem one year. You had an accident of some kind, right?
Yes.
Did that destroy your equipment, or what happened there?
Yeah, that was the end of the band's touring for quite a while. The bus had a brake failure, and the bus was totaled. So, and there was a lot of equipment, musical equipment in the bus, of course, that was damaged as well.
Mm-hmm.
Put a stop to being able to tour with the band. And that's actually what started my solo career. But the band has been working its way back since. We had a top five hit in Italy last year, and other really encouraging YouTube successes, for example, that have gotten the band up and running again. So
that's interesting. You mentioned the song that hit top five in Italy. It was actually a cover, wasn't it? No, it wasn't. That wasn't one of the originals.
Right, two covers. Zeppelin and Beatles mashed together.
I watched it on YouTube, and I have to admit, as we talked before we got on the air, I'm a huge, huge Zeppelin fan, especially when it comes to Kashmir, and it was a lot of fun watching that video, a lot of fun.
Great.
There was another thing I was supposed to ask you about. Was there something on a TV show called Bones that had something to do with you?
Yes, and the other fellow who will be playing with me Friday night, Shane Alexander, has had a ton of TV successes. In my case, the Bones, the Fox detective drama, I had an unusual shout-out. They didn't play the song on the show. Just one morning I woke up and I had a slew of emails from all over the world saying, hey, you just got name-checked on Bones. So a character made a mix CD for someone whose heart had just gotten broken. And it was full of heartbreak songs. There was a song by Kansas, a song by Anthony and the Johnsons, Jose Gonzalez, and then me. And what a very, very strange way to build some cred and get some attention.
That had to really tickle you, though, huh?
Yeah, it's fantastic.
Oh, so do you get paid for that? Sorry, a silly question. The concert is coming up Friday night. It's over at the Listening Room. Joining us right now is Aaron English. He'll be here along with Shane Alexander. Talk about your latest this is interesting. You've got an album is out, but you've got something planned, as I heard, for I think starting next month. You're releasing a single a month. Is that what I heard?
Yes. And an accompanying video. And then at the end of this year, we'll release an album with those songs and some additional songs. It will keep the profile up and keep the interest up, I hope.
Is that available through like a fan club then, or how does that work?
Yes. There are a lot of ways to release music directly to fans, and then you get, as the artist, 100% or 97% of the income from that, as opposed to iTunes, which would be, you get about 60% of what people pay. So it's a chance for people to support the album that will come out in December now and get to preview the songs.
So is Boombox Seance the one that's out now, or is that the one coming out?
That came out last year.
Okay. Do we know the name of the new one?
Not yet. We've got 11 songs in process. The theme is drawing from astrology. So every month we're using a new constellation. Each song becomes a constellation in a sky, and then at the end of the year, that sky full of constellations becomes the album.
We heard you mention about heartbreak songs on Bones, but what kind of music would you say that folks are going to see on Friday night?
Story songs. I play piano and tell stories usually drawn from my travels around the world. And so these other toys that I rope into my set are a tabla box from India, which is normally used for classical players, like a sitar player, to rehearse with, and a thumb piano from West Africa, and then I sing a song in Luo, which is a Kenyan tribal language. So I'm weaving in elements of my travels.
Speaking of elements of your travels, when I did watch the video on Norwegian Wood in Kashmir, you've kind of put a little Mideastern type of flavor to it, didn't you?
Yes, and especially on Norwegian Wood. The Kashmir is already pretty Middle Eastern, but Norwegian Wood is, we turned it from major key to minor, which is already a big change. And then tried to flavor it with a Middle Eastern melodic gestures.
You've had a lot of success over in the Europe. Does it surprise you that sometimes, you know, you can't quite get the top here, but you have a lot of success across the ocean?
It doesn't surprise me because of the kind of music. There are waves of flavors of music that hit a peak of popularity, and you try to catch out of those waves, or you wait for a wave to find you. In Europe, there's a lot more influence from Africa and Asia and the Celtic populations, and I've drawn so much on those that it didn't surprise me.
Mm-hmm.
Things started to happen in Europe without my really doing anything.
What's the future plans? What is your big goal? Number one hit, obviously, but I mean, after this little tour and you get the new album out, let's look forward and see what happens down the line here.
I'm a big fan of the freedom to make a living doing the thing that you love to do, and then everything else is gravy or frosting, as it were.
Mm-hmm.
So the focus is on building a fan base that's large enough for your voice, and then that's it. You keep doing that until you retire.
Now the show is Friday night. We mentioned it's 7 o'clock. And I was just going to say that it's at 111 Broadway, the Listening Room. Now, I guess I didn't notice it. Did you say you're opening for Shane?
Well, we're co-bill, so we'll talk about who goes first, flip a coin, whatever. But Shane has established such a large fan base with all of these songs on TV lately that when there's the opportunity, I usually say, yeah, I'm open for Shane. But... we are, it is a true co-bill. We're sharing this tour again.
You mentioned Norwegian Wood and Kashmir, by the way. I'm just curious, was Believe probably your biggest hit in the States?
Yes, top 20 hit.
That's another.
And in some markets, that means a lot. I go to certain cities, they'll sing me the hook back at me when they find out who I am, which is nice.
You got to take a listen to that too, folks, by the way, on YouTube, or better yet, in concert coming up on Friday night. Say, before I let you go, let's give the folks your website so they can find out more information about you, Aaron.
Yes, aaronenglish.com, A-A-R-O-N, English, like the culture, like the language.
Oh, speaking of that, okay, I told you this before, but it was really funny, folks. I get this phone call from this gentleman that says, I have a couple of people coming through to the Listening Room on Friday night, and would you like to interview them? And I said, yes. And the guy said, well, the first one is Aaron English. And this guy had this huge, very thick English accent. I thought, oh, they must be coming over here from Europe. So it kind of threw me for a loop for a little bit there when I found out you're from Seattle.
Yeah, my manager is in the UK. And it certainly is easier for him to jump over to Italy, for example, to make things happen there.
Well, very good, Aaron. Congratulations on your success. Hope it continues. And I want all the folks to get out there at the Listening Room coming up on Friday night. It's at 111 Broadway, downtown Fargo, and it starts at 7 o'clock. Thank you so much, Aaron, for joining us here on KFGO.
Thank you, Bob, for having me.